Hello, it's Sarah Lusher here. This October 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine on the cover has a fabulous picture of the late Queen, pictured in a purple coat and hat, carrying a bunch of yellow and orange roses. And she's smiling that radiant smile. There are many more pictures inside with a lovely piece on Queen Elizabeth II. We also hear about the life of a deputy lieutenant, a granddaughter talking about her famous grandfather, Winston Churchill, a tree-planting charity and the booming vintage fashion market in Norfolk. Your readers are Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford, Paul Henderson and Caroline Aldrey. So, to start us off, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
By the time you hear this, Queen Elizabeth II will have been interred in her final resting place, the King George VI Memorial Chapel, inside St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. The closing act of a life lived wonderfully well. Much has already been written about the Queen and what she represented to her country and to the wider world, of her guiding principles of service, working to the very last, receiving a new Prime Minister just days before she passed, but also her sense of fun and the pleasure she took from life. Norfolk and Sandringham were undoubtedly significant contributors to those pleasures. The drawing in of her family to the peace and quiet of her rural retreat every Christmas was something you could set your watch by. The arrival by train at King's Lynn Station a marker that the festivities were almost here. We will miss that familiarity, like the walks to church over the holidays, often making time for the band of well-wishers clutching gifts of flowers in the chill winter air, and the annual meeting at West Newton WI. Perhaps the Queen Consort might be invited to join, should the traditional Norfolk Christmases continue for the royal family. Apart from her holidays here, the Queen was a regular working visitor. She traversed the length and breadth of the county, opening things, celebrating things, meeting and honouring deserving people. Whenever and wherever she visited, she brought delight. Even the most grizzled old cynic could not help but be impressed by this small woman who could hold a room, or indeed an entire city, in the palm of her hand, lighting up the space with a smile and a kind word. But even as we mourn her passing, we welcome King Charles III and hope that he and the Queen Consort and the rest of the royal family will continue to come to Norfolk and enjoy the escape and tranquillity that the county offers. We will always make them very welcome.